Hello, this is my first podcast, and today I'd like to talk about something. And as you all will notice by my name is The Video Reviewer. And I just wanted to talk about today. I watched a video of I don't know. It was something called 10 TV show endings. And that was like the finale endings. So I watched a few. And there were some morbid ones in it. And I was like, my word, my God. Why is it like this? So as I was watching it, I was just like, oh, this is cool. I saw some of the old ones, and then I saw the Tom and Jerry. We all know that one, the original old one. I watched the Tom and Jerry was in that compilation, and as I saw the people who made Tom and Jerry, it started off with the very first episode, I'm going to tell you about a cat with a broken heart, which is Tom. And then by the end of it, you see him sat on a railway, just waiting there for a train just to come. And you know there's a train coming because by the end of the video, you just hear the train in the background, you know, like horn, the train horn, and then you're like, oh God, that's the train coming. And then you start to realise, well, before the train starts to come, it's Jerry's the one telling the story, because it goes to him saying, this is the story of a cat's broken heart. Luckily, I have a girlfriend who is loving, kind, and never cheats on me whatsoever. Then it just goes to her being married to some other mouse, and so on. So then Jerry goes to sit next to Tom. Tom makes room, and then you just hear the train in the background going, blowing its siren, burp, burp. And then you start to realise they're about to die, which is sad to think about because we all love watching them being chasing each other around, making them all look like Muppets. Just let that sink in. You just heard they're going to die. And then when you think about your favourite characters in the TV show about to die, you start to get overwhelmed, like, no, it's a funny TV show. We can't just make it so depressing. But yet they still managed to do that. Still managed to make me very annoyed by the ending. Because I think, what was the actual point? Also, cats are stupid. They do that sort of thing. Just sit in the middle of driveways, train tracks. I don't know. Yeah, just roads in general. And then, just think about it's like you've grown up with them, and then you're about to notice that they're going to die. And then that just really hits you. It just hits you square in your chest. And you're just like, no, this cannot happen. These are the best people, the funniest TV show I've ever watched. It cannot end like this. And you always hate to see things end with death. Obviously, it didn't show them being hit by the train, unlike in, I forgot what it's the name. You know, the chicken thing. I don't know. But, yeah, the Roadrunner in that. You always saw the coyote get hit by a train. Then you're like, oh, that's normal, he never gets hurt by it. Well, he does get hurt by it, but, you know, he always survives. But then seeing other characters in it who can't survive being hit by a train, because you know it's never happened to them before. You start to think. And the when you start to think about it, it starts to hit you. And when it starts to hit you, you get even more sad. And then when you get even more sad, you just think to yourself, why? Why would they make it like this? And then that's the reason you can't understand, why would they make it like this? Because, obviously, maybe, the writers who did this, who wrote Tom and Jerry, didn't actually like Tom and Jerry. Therefore, they decided, I know, let's just get rid of them altogether. Which is quite cruel to think about. What are they, you just made a massive living off of them, but you might not like them. So that just made people, other people sad. And then there was another one. The other one was an old TV show called Codename Kids Next Door. This one I found particularly stupid. Because this one was the one where you just saw a child, a young child, go up into space. And you're like, you can't actually do that because you die. But also, why is his parents mad enough to send him up there in the first place? I get that it's a TV show, but I mean, come on. It's not really meant to be done, if that makes sense. So yeah, that's sad. I didn't like that ending. Because I remember the TV show, I grew up with it. Well, I didn't grow up with it, but I think, well, I might have, actually. I think I might have grown up with that TV show. And, seeing the characters just be killed like that. Well, not, no. Seeing the main character, the guy called Number One, the team leader, see him just go off into space, then never to be seen again. What's the point? The point is, what I'm trying to say, there is no point. You're always just there, wanting things to go your way, wanting things to work out. You're always wanting it to, you always imagine it to go your way. Yeah, whether it's real life or a TV show, you always want it to be a happy ending. But then when the final episode is released, it's just shattered. It wasn't what you were expecting. Sometimes that's good. The things you don't expect is sometimes good. And sometimes, like we've just been talking about, they're terrible. I mean, it was touching ending. They were all just there in a crowd, crying, what, because they're going to miss each other, which is nice. It's heartwarming. But then you go over to the Tom and Jerry, and then you're just like, why? Yes, everyone splits up with a girl, and yes, that's going to happen, but you just move on. Yes, you might have loved them, you might have even adored them. I remember I did with one person once. But then, seeing them leave you, it leaves your heart broken. The feeling, it's just, you might feel like you're depressed, but depression is on a completely different scale to a broken heart. A broken heart's hard to deal with, but you get over it. And just of that thought of not getting over a girl and deciding to die, that could be a mixture of both depression in them. And then just like, why? Why would you make them go? I get that they stop series because they've run out of ideas or there's nothing else to do. I understand that, I get that. But then you could argue with the TV show Gravity Falls. That was a good TV show. Made by Steven Spielberg. No, it wasn't. That's Doctor Who person. Sorry about that. But yeah, but just someone who made that. They had three entire journals of creatures and wonderful things, but they've only done like 24 out of the hundreds in the journals. I mean, they can't concentrate on every single one, and I understand that. But I mean, can't they do it like every summer? They make new episodes, and there's like two or three episodes a week over the summer, then that's a season. Think that. And you're like, this series shouldn't end because you love it. I remember, there was a TV show once I watched. And you're just like, oh, this is brilliant. Oh, yeah, on Netflix. People would have watched a series of unfortunate events on Netflix. And people were like, this is an amazing series. It was based off the books, and they could have just, after the snow place, they could have, the snowy, slippery slopes, they could have done much more. They could have made them go through other things, and then saved the last three or four books till the end. And it's always enjoyable, but yet again, they ended it in three seasons. And three seasons, they're good. They are quite good. But you don't want the seasons to end. And obviously, it's good for TV series to end. Or Netflix series or a film series to end. Because then you can open up for something possibly better or something worse. And then if it's something better, you're like, this is a good thing to watch, I don't mind it. And then you get back in that routine like I did with a series of unfortunate events. You end up just you just end up watching it, binge watching it, and then you're like, this is great. And then when that series ends, that season or that TV show ends, you're just like, oh, this is sad, and then you make way for a new one. It's like a never-ending cycle for it. And then I've possibly gone completely off of topic in this talk, because I was talking about Tom and Jerry on a video I watched on YouTube. That video was really good. It was a good video. It was interesting to watch. But the reason why I'm talking about all these different things is because there's a link to them all, because it was all the endings. And them endings were pretty good. There were some really good endings which fitted it perfectly, and it makes you happy. But then the endings, the sad endings, you don't like. The sad endings you can't bear with. Sad endings are the ones that really hit you hard in the chest, making you remember that series. So in one way, a sad ending of a series is the best kind of ending, because then people will remember that series, and then that series will stick with them. That series won't just be forgotten, like with some good endings. I don't know. Think like Power Rangers. They always have a good ending. You can predict every single one. You can predict, and I'm not saying like good as in, oh, this is brilliant. I mean good as in everything works out. It's like they meet up. They try and defeat something, they fail, then they try again, they win, it goes big, they win against it, and then by the very end of the series, they just end up beating the big boss quite easily, And they say it's all because of the power of team, and it's all because of the power of teamwork. It's not because of teamwork, it's because of you doing something over and over again. You've gotten better at it. But the thing is, you just forget. I mean, it might have been your favourite series. Like, I had one favourite series of when I was younger of the Power Rangers. That was a good series. But you don't want that one to be replaced. And then when it does end up being replaced, you just like, it's gonna be shocking, nothing can compare to it. But then sometimes they could bring it back in the future, like Tom and Jerry. They ended up with them dying on the committing suicide with the train, but then it ends up them in the future, possibly in an alternate universe. They all are just happy, chilling, you know, doing their normal things. So, the thing I would like to leave on is don't be sad at the bad or sad endings. Be happy because it's over. And I know people have heard that saying possibly loads of times, but it's true. Sad things happen, series ends, TV show ends, but then it could open a gateway for something good. And if there's something bad, just don't watch it. I mean, other people might find that good, and the thing you might have found good, them other people might have hated it. So don't be mad. Just remember that series because it was important. So yeah, I'll leave you on that. If there's any way of, like, on YouTube, there's subscribing that. Just do that and then put notifications on. But yeah, just remember that favorite series you watched on TV, because that is something you grew up with a child, and that was part of your childhood.